Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I have the absolute pleasure of talking with Dennis Grunkemeyer and Mr. Felix Belmont. Thanks for being here.
How come he gets a mister?
Yeah, that's grossly unfair.
Mr. Dennis Grunkemeyer.
You can call me Captain, how's that? Oh.
Yeah, call him Captain, then that's better, yeah.
Captain Grunkemeyer.
You know why we legitimately do call him Captain, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, but tell our listeners.
Why I'm called Captain?
Yeah.
I retired as a captain on an airline, Delta Airlines, so, and that's how I ran my show. So I decided to kind of keep that going. It was an interesting way to have a special theme.
He's a senior retired airline captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really senior now. I've been retired for next year 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your shows. Felix, you've been with KBNF from the beginning, about 40 years.
That's right. As a matter of fact, Campbell Stanton, who founded this station.
Her father.
Oh, yeah, that's right, your father, of course. He was actually the first person I met after I got here to Paonium. You know, the station was all up on, Garvin Mesa there, but from the very beginning, Campbell had this one little room office in the Bear's Den, room number, I think it was number 5, if I remember correctly. And he was the first one I met. This was before KVNF actually went on the air, which was October 5th of what?
1979,
right.
And so, Felix, you were with us from the beginning. You were with KVNF. Dennis, when did you sign on?
You know, that's a very good question because I don't remember for sure, but I could give a sort of a date. When I retired, we decided to move to Colorado. I was from Colorado anyway, and we wanted to get back to the mountains. We were living in Texas where there are but very few mountains, but we decided to come back. And when we did, I had a brother who lived in Grand Junction at the time, and he became the president of the bank here in Paonia. And he was asked by Sally Kane, who at the time was the president of the board of directors of KVNF, to be on the board. And he said, no, he said, I'm on so many boards, but I have a brother that's moving here. And I know that he listens to NPR at least, and he likes public radio, which I did, and we lived in a college town, College Station, Texas, and so the public radio stations in most places in Texas are associated with the universities. So I listened to that all the time, so I was interested. But anyway, he said, why don't you ask him? So I got on the board of directors and was on it for a couple of years until and I'm trying to remember exactly, because I guess I got asked one time to just monitor NPR, the afternoon production, of NPR, All Things Considered, and do the little breaks and station ID and things like that. So that's how I got into being in front of the microphone. I'd never been, other than on an airplane, been in front of a microphone before. When I was first started flying, I was flying as an engineer on the airplanes because that's how long ago it was. They had 3 people instead of 2. And the engineer always made the announcements to the passengers. And people, as we said goodbye to them when they got off the airplane, I had a number of people say, you know, you ought to be on the radio. And I always thought, well, that's kind of silly. But then when they asked me to do this, I thought, well, I'm going to try that. That sounds interesting. So that's kind of how I got started. So it probably would have been mid-2000s, 2004 or so, 2003, something like that.
Yes, indeed!
And so Stop Time was going on at this point, and then Flight of Fancy.
Well, that was later. That was probably a couple years after that. Skip Naft and a few other people put on a show that was that time slot on Sunday afternoon, and I think they called it the lounge show or something. And so they said, after I'd been DJing a little bit, at least I knew what the microphone was and how to turn the volume up and down, they said, would you like to run the show, do the lounge show? And I thought, sure, I'd like to try it. So that's how I got started. And then I decided to call the show Flight of Fancy and took on my little program the way I ran it And that's how it all got started. Probably 05, 06, 07, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. It's probably in the record someplace, I'm sure.
I'll fact check everything.
Far away, life was clear. Close your eyes.
And so then when did you start to alternate? Was it at that point when you...
Yeah. We did it every other... And that was one of the reasons I thought I could do that. I wasn't sure I could do it every week because I was living in Cedar Edge, which is a bit of a drive, and every week would have been more than I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. No, and it worked out very well. It was perfect. And I thought we made good foils for each other, but because he played older music and I played younger old music, I guess you call it.
It was kind of unofficially, or the way I always regard it, I did 30s and 40s music. The big band stuff, and Dennis did 50s and 60s.
I always said 50s and 60s, but I cheated a lot.
But so we both cheated, you know. And then the thing also was that constantly new artists were coming on board, but they would do their version of some of the oldies.
Of the classics, yeah.
Of the classics. Yeah. And so was that 30s or 40s music, or was it current? You know what I mean? We didn't stick to the rule of doing 30s and 40s or whatever, but I sort of claimed the 30s, 40s music because Glenn Miller played at my senior prom. He actually, this is before he...
Became really famous, I guess.
He was famous, and before he went to Europe and then, you know, disappeared. But his Glenn Miller orchestra did play at my senior prom. And I graduated from college in 1940, so that's, you know.
Yeah. What was your first memory of big band style music?
That's a good question, and I don't really remember. When we lived in New York, we always had the radio tuned to the public station, and that's about all we listened to when we had the radio on, you know.
Of course, I must say that one of his favorite things to play on Stop Time was the Hit Parade. And he spanned all the way from the 40s into the 50s or whatever it went to. So,
yeah, I did use the Hit Parade extensively on my show.
And Glenn Miller was your intro.
Yeah, In the Mood was my theme song, my intro. Yeah, I used that for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have some questions from some of our previous staff that's been here, including Allie Lightfoot, who used to be our program director.
Yeah.
And she was here at KVNF for 10 years.
Okay, let's see what the questions are.
Okay. Allie says, I know that both Felix and Dennis think lyrics are important and missing from modern day artists. And she wants to know, are there lyrics that you still have stuck in your head from songs that you loved in your youth?
We were just thinking about how we can't remember a name, much less lyrics.
I can't think of a specific one, to tell you the truth.
The interesting part is, too, for me anyway, I don't think I could sing a song from memory, which, you know, when we were kids, we always memorized songs. But I just listened and enjoyed them. But my wife can sing an unbelievable number of songs. It's amazing. If I hear the song, then I say, oh, yeah, that was when I was 16 or when I was 20. But we've been through, as you can imagine, Felix especially, have been through quite a change in the music world as far as popular music goes. It's amazing. I mean, and neither one of us think the modern things are very good. But to be honest with you, I didn't particularly like rock and roll when it came around.
But I always felt that the big band music of the period I was playing, you could understand the lyrics, whereas later music, almost any, you can't. I can't. Now, younger people can, but I so often could not even understand the lyrics. And I thought, here are these lyrics, and they're being totally wasted. Because to me, lyrics are language and are there to be understood. And so much of the later music, I just couldn't understand the words. And I'd say to heck with them. I mean, you know, I would reject them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a little trouble with some of the way music has evolved, and yet it's another genre. That's all it is to it. And I can't even imagine that hasn't been going on ever since music has started. Every generation thinks that the new music isn't quite as good as their generation. Mm-hmm. That would be my guess. And I agree with Felix that I have trouble understanding lyrics. Part of it is because we don't hear as well as we used to. But
that's for sure.
Yeah. But it's also just the way it's sung and that sort of thing. So.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never.
Well, for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Dennis Grunkemeyer and Felix Belmont from a properly distanced, quite distanced actually, a glass in between us, and playing it safe over here at KVNF. We've talked a little bit about, you know, past music and modern music, and you've touched a little bit on some modern musicians covering older songs. Are there any modern day artists that you like?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Nobody would think that I would like Harry Nilsson, but he actually has sung a number of really good songs. He sings pretty off the wall sometimes. I mean, he's got a great variety of songs, so I like him. Cheryl Benteen, I think, I've forgotten the group she was part of back in the 1980s or 90s, but she's gone off by herself, and she's got a great voice, too. So, you know, there's a number of more modern singers that are still around, still singing, and they sound great.
What about you, Felix?
I really can't help you there. Dennis is much more into this thing than I am, believe me. I'm embarrassed to say that I really can't help you too much. When I think of people, I think of the Andrew Sisters, for instance.
But, you know, and it's interesting because there's a group, and they haven't done as well as I thought they should have, but they're called the Popini Sisters, and they have the same sound as the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, really?
And they sing some of those songs because that's what they sound like. But they also sing in French and a couple of another language, and they're great. But I think it was a phenomenon for a little while, and they didn't get really popular, which I was a little sad about. But I used to play them on my show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here, this one's from Campbell, from my dad, Campbell Stanton. And he wants to know from Felix about, who did you get to see? I know you saw Glenn Miller. He played your prom. He wanted to know if you ever saw Tommy Dorsey and any other big bands, and kind of like your first musical experiences.
As far as seeing the people, and I really didn't have, except for Glenn Miller, I didn't have that experience, no. There's this big gap. I mean, Glenn Miller played at my prom and so on. And then there's this big gap until how many years later I joined KVNF and so on.
The other thing that I was going to say is Felix's wife liked, as I understand it, classical music, didn't she?
Yeah, as you know, my wife did the Sunday evening classical program, which started, I believe, at 6 o'clock. She did that for 10 years, and she was very much into classical music. Popular music, she had no interest in, essentially.
So how did you get started in Stop Time to begin with?
Patrick Webb was the one that got me into it. He was the one that suggested I do the show tunes thing, and that's how it started.
And did it go on for 40 years about, or just a little less than 40 years, up until November 2019?
Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
And so it sounds to me like KVNF really became this hub for both of you to put your interest in music into something, and actually something fairly tangible, which is our airwaves. And so how would you prep for a show, and how would you select the music for your programs?
Well, as I was saying, I picked music from the big bands. I got copies of the hit parades and used a lot of that. That was a big source of my choice of music for my programs, with the hit parades.
Well, so talk to me about the inspiration behind, like, what draws you to music. Is it an emotional thing for you?
No, it's not emotional for me. the big thing was that I retired just as KVNF was growing. I got involved with it. I got involved with your father and so on. And it was another, quote, job, unquote, for me to do instead of being up there on the Mesa and wondering what was I going to do and all that sort of thing. And I got interested in the development of KVNF. And the one thing that I saw that I could help KVNF on was I could go to people of my age and generation around town when we'd have fundraisers and say, hey, get your checkbook out. I want $100 from you for KVNF. And I felt that that was my sort of little niche in KVNF where I could help. And when we sold the building up by the theater and bought this building here, we had to raise considerable money. And I'm not bragging now or anything, but because of connections and one thing and another, I did raise a significant amount of money.
The name on the building.
And yeah, they put my name. I didn't ask for that, believe me. And once I retire and leave town, if you want to change it. Don't hesitate to pull that down and put somebody else's name on there. But I did raise a significant amount of money to help in the purchase of this building, which I could do because of my age and so on. And that was the one little area where I could help KVNF.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing about Felix and the fact that when he retired from Borden's and came here, I think has something to do with why he is 102 today. Because he took on new responsibilities, new job. He didn't sit, like he said, on the mountain and kind of wither away. He had things to do and people to see. And he has right up to the last few years when it's been a little tougher, but still. So KVNF, in a way, was the last half of your life almost. Yeah.
It was. Gray, yeah. It was.
But they're not gray anymore. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
Sally Kane, she has a question she would like answered from both of you. Sally would like to know why the human connections you found at KVNF were so meaningful and how the quality of the KVNF connections differed from other community-based connections you've experienced, or maybe how they're the same.
I've thought about that a lot, really. We moved back to Colorado and knew basically no one except my brother. And I have another brother in Grand Junction, still lives there. And I'd left when I was a teenager, so I had only name connections. I didn't really know anyone. And when I got on the board and I began to listen to everybody, and probably one of the things that impressed me a lot was how dedicated everybody was. It didn't make any difference who you were or where you came from. They were dedicated to this radio station, and adamantly so. There were hard discussions about, well, even buying this building versus building another building outside of town that would be more modern and solar-powered and all those things. That's what really sort of inspired me was the people I met. And it's been virtually across the board. Everybody is always friendly and remembers who you are and what you're doing. And sure, we have hard discussions about things, but it always gets resolved and we come back to each other. So I think, the people connection is one of the things that really made this worthwhile.
Let's talk a little bit more about music. And I asked Dennis to ask you, Felix, if you had some of your most favorite songs that you wanted to talk about of all time. And I know that's a loaded question, but what are some of your all-time favorite songs that you played on your show or maybe you didn't play on your shows?
You ask how Felix prepared for his show. And I did all of mine at home. My production was on my computer at home. I had virtually all my music is there. Anytime KVNF would get a new CD in, not even necessarily in the same genre, but maybe an artist that I liked, I would listen to it, and I would get that into my computer so that I could burn that onto a CD. So I always burned CDs, brought them to the station, played the CDs, and that was my show. I ran into a little trouble sometimes because people would call requests in and I'd have to say, well, I really don't, this is a pre-recorded show as far as the music goes, but I will take your request and I'll bring it next week or next time. And I usually was able to do that. Of course, I had to chew somebody out because he didn't listen the next time
right.
after I brought his music on, but it was okay. It was okay.
I always hated calls where they'd make requests. And the only time I could do anything about it was if it was simply another cut on a CD I had there. But there was no way that I could get up and run and go look for it and so on. And I frankly dreaded requests, which was not exactly what a DJ should be doing, you know. But I would, in most cases, say, I'm making a note of this, and I'll try to do it on my next show next week or whenever it was.
Yeah.
And see, and I'm not a computer guy. I don't have one bloody piece of music recorded on my computer because I just don't know how to do it. I'm not a computer geek, fortunately or unfortunately. I don't know. As a matter of fact, I ended up with quite a collection of CDs, which I have donated most of them to KVNF now, since I'm moving. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many were there, but it was quite a pile.
It's significant.
It's significant. Exactly. And there are a few that I like that I did not include that I kept for myself. Mm-hmm. But the majority of my CDs I donated to KVNF.
So, and you had asked before what music I really liked, and then on this question you were saying what were my favorite artists or my favorite songs, and I've got some unusual ones, sort of, a little bit. Pink Martini is one of my favorite groups, and I actually got to see them one time in Santa Fe.
Oh, cool.
And do you know who Eva Cassidy was? She was kind of she could sing blues and mm-hmm. all sorts of genres, but she died from cancer very young. But she put out, I think there was only 5 CDs that she produced, but I've got them all, and they're all great. And, of course, I like Michael Bublé and Harry Connick Jr. and that type of singer and a crooner, I guess, is what you would call some of those guys and some of those women, yeah.
I feel like one of the last times I tuned into Flight of Fancy, you had Enya on.
Yes.
And I'm like driving down 133 going, wow, Enya.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
like pretty epic, actually.
Like, no, she's her songs, a lot of people think she goes a little too off into the world of fantasy or whatever you want to call it. But I think she writes some really great stuff and produces it with her music, yeah.
Dad is much more professional about this thing than I am, really. We were incredibly lucky to have him doing it because...
Thank you, Felix.
No, I mean that.
You're my inspiration anyway, so...
Well, okay, so I was your inspiration to do it, but you did it. I didn't. KVNF has been the biggest single, I can't think of the right word, so I'll simply say thing, in my retirement years. And Dennis was very correct when saying it helped me a lot. It really did. And I think he may be right. Maybe I wouldn't be 102 if I hadn't had KVNF and had found something else that I was interested in and I could devote my time to and so on.
And neither one of us before that had any experience at all. I mean, we might listen to the radio in the car or at home. And I mean, I'm so old, I grew up listening to The Shadow on Sunday afternoon on the radio in the car while we're driving over one of the mountain passes. My father was a pharmacist down there in Olathe. But I didn't know anything about how they produced.
Yeah.
Or being a DJ.
Neither did I.
Knew the terms. So it was a whole new ball game for both of us.
That's right.
And a challenge mm-hmm. to learn that. So it was good.
Well, you both did great shows, and I loved the production value on Flight of Fancy, your intro. And, you know, for years, forgive me, but I didn't realize that you were a pilot. And so I'm like, wow, this guy's got like this whole shtick and, you know, like really creating the scene. And I think it was my dad who finally said, well, you know, he was a pilot for his whole career. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And not realizing that, it was still entertaining.
That's good. That's exactly. Well, and see, the fun part for me was that I could say things that you would never say in the airplane. First of all, you'd scare people if you said it. Or you could say, okay, we're going to take off, grab a strap. I'd always used to say that. And, My favorite one, and I never got anybody, I only got one person that ever asked me about it. On takeoff, I would always say, okay, we're clear for takeoff. Check your seatbelts, grab a strap, muzzle the children. Nobody ever said, why do you say that? But in the old days, it's usually screaming in the back. Poor kids are scared, for God's sakes.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
To kind of do those things and make believe.
And then occasionally I would say, you know, the captain couldn't make it. He encountered headwinds coming over, coming back, and he's delayed, or, you know, all kind of little stuff like that.
Like if you had to sub in for Dennis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes if I was subbing for him, I would say he's stuck somewhere over the Atlantic, you know, with some engine trouble or something like that, you know.
You'd play pretty different music on Flight of Fancy versus Stop Time. Did you ever get any calls like that people were confused or upset that it wasn't one or the other? Or did you pretty much have the same listening audience?
I think pretty much the same listening audience.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I think so. Felix has his really fan base that, I mean, they were adamant about Felix and knew when he was going to be on. And if I substituted for him, they knew right away. I mean, I'd even play his music. They still do almost immediately. It wasn't Felix, but I tried to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes I'd play something that was off the wall, maybe a...
See if anyone's paying attention.
That too. And once in a while, they were.
Once in a while, that phone would light up and you'd go, do I really want to pick that up? What are they going to say?
It was usually somebody that said, I'd like to report a lost cat. It was okay. The best phone calls were just like when somebody heard a song that they just loved, or maybe even a few songs, and they'd call and say, thank you for playing those songs. That took care of everything.
Yeah, I remember one night I got a call, and some old guy called me. I'd played some song of the 40s, and he was literally crying because it was the night before he shipped out to go to the war, and he was with his girlfriend, and apparently they played this song, and it brought this whole thing back to him, and he wanted to tell me about it.
Both of us got a lot of phone calls from our listeners who would say, my mother played this music all the time.
Yeah, I got that time and time again. I can remember my mother or my father, we played this at home, and we had a Victrola. You know, that was a very common thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What used to really thrill me was after we were, on the web, we'd get a call from some city, anywhere around the country, and they say they were listening and so on. And that was always...
That's pretty cool.
I was amazed, just amazed that it wasn't just local people listening.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and now, Felix, when you go to Indiana, you can tune in.
Yeah. I probably will listen to KVNF more once I get to Indiana than I have been listening around here, to be honest with you.
And we could phone you in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. They could get you on the telephone.
You could
be on the air again.
Yeah.
I have one last question, and Felix, you did Stop Time we're going to just chalk it up to 40 years.
Yeah.
And Dennis, you said you started Flight of Fancy like early, mid-2000s, so we'll just call that 15 years.
Right.
What do you miss most about doing these programs?
Doing them. One of the main reasons I decided to retire, if Felix retired, which I knew that he was talking about it at the time, early fall, that if he went away, then I couldn't do 4 Sundays. Someone else would have to come in, and I knew that wasn't going to be easy picking up Stop Time because not very many people were into that or wanted to. Although I have to say the people that have jumped in now have done a great job. They really, and they're playing different music. I know that. It's okay. That's exactly the way it should be. But yeah, I guess what I miss about it is doing the music and maybe doing the production. What I don't miss about it is having a schedule that I have to keep and having to drive back and forth. That's the thing I don't really miss at all.
Yeah, the legwork.
I would say that's my answer, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss about it?
Well, I miss you all. I mean, I miss I figured it's time they get some new people, some younger people.
Which we have when we are, which is really good.
Who will hopefully bring in new ideas and so on. Another reason, I was getting to the point that I was making technical mistakes on the board. probably people listening didn't realize that I'd made a mistake, but I knew I'd made. Those were becoming, I wouldn't say frequent, but I would, in every program I was making mistakes, and I couldn't abide that anymore.
Yeah. As fellow DJs, Dennis and I are nodding. I think we can understand and appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mentioned how maybe some younger people are coming in and sharing some new ideas. I'm curious what your wish is or what your hope is for the future of KVNF and for future generations and hopefully some more long-term DJs.
I hope that KVNF will not let the music of the big bands era, that stuff, die. You don't have to have programs devoted to it and so on, but I hope that it will survive, because you have new people listening, younger people, and they should know about it. That's one of the reasons I donated all my CDs to you. It's too good to let it just disappear, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing about KVNF is, the thing I don't want to go away, although I do agree with expanding the news department, I think that will draw more fans, more people to listen. But the variety of music on this radio station is truly amazing. Every genre almost that you can imagine is played at some point. And I think that's an important thing to continue. I really do. I hope that'll happen.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, I want to thank you both for your many years of service here at KVNF. And for taking the time to talk with me and for talking music with me. And any final thoughts that you want to share?
Well, as you know, I'm scheduled to leave the 15th of August, and I'm really going to miss you all. It's been a major, major part of my life for the last 40 years.
Yes, and I would say, Felix, that you have a computer, and you're taking your computer with you. And you know pretty much how to use it. And your daughter will certainly know how to set up a Zoom anytime anybody wants one.
Right.
That would be great. And maybe get you on the air as far as putting the voice on the air. And that would be, so you don't have to really just go away and never come back, to come back over the air. Yeah. But thank you, Corey. It has been a pleasure and an honor to answer your questions and to be on the show with you.
Well, thank you so much.
I second that. Absolutely. Those are my sentiments also.
Yeah. Well, you both made me cry several times.
Oh, God. There's nothing to cry about. It's not that bad.
And actually, I mean, when you're sharing from your heart and just how meaningful KVNF is to you, it really tugs on my heartstrings, and I'm surely not the only one. And that's a wrap.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Garth.
Thank you for spending all your time and being that interested in us.
You've been listening to a very special edition of Talk and Music featuring Felix Belmont and Captain Dennis Gronkemeyer. I'm Corey Stanton, and it was my absolute pleasure talking with these two gentlemen and getting a glimpse of the behind the scenes of their KVNF shows Stop Time and Flight of Fancy. Safe travels, Felix. We love you, and we will miss you so much. Thank you for everything. Visit kvnf.org for this and other Talk and Music programs. Thank you for listening.